Westlock. Some Westlock residents at a public hearing were overcome with emotion while pleading with the town to consider other options for additional housing, at a public hearing during the March 11 regular council meeting. Councillors were hearing from residents prior to deciding the fate of the proposed changes to the land use bylaw, which they ultimately defeated 7-0 at the second reading, after listening to concerns raised by several homeowners along 102nd Street. Administration identified the vacant park lot on 102nd Street as a potential location for high-density residential development in response to the recent need for additional housing and land to accommodate it, said Chief Administrative Officer Simone Wiley. Director of Planning and Development Danielle Power provided some details about the proposed change in rezoning, and noted that the amendment to the land use bylaw would redistrict the property, Lot R, Block 6, Plan 4035 NY, from PR Parks and Recreation District to R3 High Density Residential District, and that the proposed property is currently being used as an open green space. That R3 district currently allows for housing types such as townhomes, stacked townhomes, and apartment buildings. There are few options currently available in town for land to fit the requirements for the desired type of housing that has recently been identified, said Power. During the public hearing, four letters against the bylaw amendment were distributed, while one letter from Oak Ridge Investments was included with the agenda package, and one letter received after hours on March 11 was read aloud by Power. Representatives from Oak Ridge Investments and several other residents along 102nd Street spoke out against the bylaw and shared concerns of flooding and the town's wastewater system and their impacts on homes in the area over several years. One of them was Carla Rowe, who was very emotional when sharing her concerns and referenced a letter she wrote to the town, detailing the devastation and damage caused by several flooding incidents. "This is dear to my heart," said Rowe, holding back tears. "The town needs additional high-density and multifamily housing to achieve affordable housing targets. However, rezoning park reserves to R3 residential on 102nd Street does not achieve a balance between density and residents' quality of life." She shared concerns over the loss of green space for families and their pets, and in addition to the over-densification of 102nd Street, as well as concerns over the town's wastewater system. "The wastewater system in this area is already insufficient for the number of existing homes on 102nd Street between 104 and 106 Avenue. We all know that," she said. "Many homeowners have faced stormwater backups and flooding in our homes due to the strain on the system," Rowe added, noting home insurance premiums have gone through the roof due to numerous claims for damage caused by floods and sewer backups. She also pointed out it's not just the financial strain but the stress and uncertainty every time there is a heavy rainfall. "On numerous occasions, we have been out in the street clearing the storm drain when it rains to alleviate the buildup of water, flooding in the street and potential backups in our home," she said, noting that the rezoning park reserves along 102nd Street for multifamily residential development and removing green space that homeowners and tenants use does not foster or promote social well-being, quality of life, or a resilient community. She and other residents asked the town to reconsider rezoning the area and seek other options. Following the public hearing, councillors asked several questions and inquired about available options to Wiley, who noted they could proceed with second reading and table third reading until more information was available. "The last thing anyone wants to do is compound any issues that residents are seeing today," said Wiley, noting before proceeding, they will want to ensure they have the sewer modeling done, have options available for councillors, and know what the capacity of the sanitary system is and what the extent of the storm infiltration system is as well. Wiley said the matter will return to council at a later date, once more information and options are available. KGene at greatwest.ca